Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Bang, bang, bang. And you kept hearing the shots go off and off and off. It must have lasted about 2 minutes. And then everyone kept screaming, shooter, run, run, run. Why? Why does someone do this? And what makes them feel so compelled to get so angry and so frustrated?
Let's get some answers on what happened in Highland Park, which is a suburb of Chicago, north suburb of Chicago. And Rob Hart from WBBM, good friend for colleague, one of my interns in the past, with us this afternoon. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. I wish I could say this was under better circumstances.
Yeah, me too. So, you know, it's one of those things. I don't know if you are able to do this and how often you work on weekends anymore, but I've been very lucky the last 15 years after spending most of my career working weekends. I kind of take them off and I don't find out a lot about what's going on in the news, especially on a holiday weekend. So this caught me off guard. I was actually talking to Denny and Judy up there in Chicago yesterday, Rob, and they're the ones that told me about it. So let's kind of recap for people who might have missed some of this over the weekend. What happened in Highland Park?
Well, they were having their 4th of July parade, and shortly after 10 o'clock in the morning, shots rang out. Police say Robert Cremo III was camped out on the roof of a business. He had a high-powered AR-15-style rifle, this is what police are saying, and he fired off 70 rounds towards the crowd. And when it was all over, seven people were dead or dying, and dozens of others were on their way to the hospital with gunshot wounds.
So the death toll is at where right now? I think, did somebody else die earlier today, Rob?
Yes, it's now at seven. It was six as of yesterday, but seven as of this afternoon.
So I'm not a particular fan of saying the names of the shooters, so I don't know if we can not do that here. But they found the guy, right? And do we know anything about him?
They did find the guy. What investigators say was that he was dressed as a woman, which allowed him to escape into the fleeing crowd.
Oh.
He then went to his mother's house because his mother lived in Highland Park, managed to borrow her car, and several hours later, that car was spotted by police in North Chicago, which is a suburb a couple of miles up the road. And he was apprehended shortly, probably before 6 o'clock last night. He was taken peacefully, and charges are pending. And as a matter of fact, we're getting a media briefing right now from Lake County officials. They will have more to say, including whether or not criminal charges have been filed against this person.
But this is another one of those situations where people are coming forward and saying there were warning signs. Isn't that happening, Rob?
Yes. That is correct. He did have a YouTube page, saw himself as an aspiring musician, and had a number of self-produced rap videos that he was trying to put out there. A lot of them had violent imagery. A former classmate from grade school up on the North Shore basically said, you know, he had no problem with him, but his exact quote was, this guy was, quote, a weird dude. So there were definitely a lot of signs that unfortunately don't become warning signs until after the fact.
But this is another one of those situations. It reminds me, Rob and I worked together in Milwaukee many years ago, and we know what happened over Thanksgiving in Waukesha, Rob. But it kind of reminds you of that in a couple of ways. One, here you have just people with kids celebrating a holiday, going to a parade, not expecting that someone's going to be opening fire, and you can't even do that safely right now.
It really does, because a 4th of July parade, it happens in every municipality. I mean, not only across the Chicago area, but, of course, across St. Louis and across the country. It's an annual tradition in every city and town in America. And just as you were talking about how, you know, your relatives in the Chicago area told you about this, you know, yesterday I was off and I was participating in my own town's 4th of July parade because they have a kiddie parade that the local Kiwanis sponsors. It goes around the town square. And then we met up with two other families who were in this parade and went to brunch. And then I got a text from a friend who said, "What's going on in Highland Park?" And I said, "You tell me. Yeah, I don't know."
Right.
So it's a very relatable feeling because everybody has been to a parade like this. They have marched in a parade like this. And I do know that after it happened, nobody felt festive after that.
Yeah.
A number of towns canceled their fireworks displays. You know, the White Sox, they were home last night. They debated even playing. But
in the end, they
played the game, but they canceled the fireworks show, and that's usually the biggest and best of the year is the one that takes place after the 4th of July game. So there was definitely, like, it just cast a pall on everything that took place in the Chicago area yesterday.
All right, Rob. Well, I appreciate the update here this afternoon, and it's just another one of those horrific things. And obviously for you in Chicago, set against the backdrop of things that happen every night, really.
I mean, it really is. It's I used to work weekends too, and you would see numbers similar to this on an aggregate scale, just happening across the city. It's a tragic situation and another tragic chapter in a very tragic story.
All right. Well, I hope the family's well. Haven't seen you in a while. Come back and visit us here in St. Louis, and we'll talk soon.
Happy to do so under much better circumstances, too.
Thank you, Rob. WBBM's Rob Hart in Chicago. Phil Holloway is with us this afternoon as well. Fox News legal analyst. He's a former police officer. There was violence across the country. But first, Phil, just reaction to Chicago and what happened there.
Well, of course, Mark, you know, my heart breaks for the victims of that tragic shooting in Highland Park, and prayers for everyone who is injured to make a full recovery. You know, this is something that I have been studying as a continuing student of criminology and criminal justice for my entire adult life. You know, the issue of violence. People will like to pigeonhole violence into one category or another, and they'll say this was gun violence, but you know, we don't say when somebody runs over you with a car that it's car violence. When somebody hits you with a lamp, we don't call it lamp violence. It's human violence. That is what this is all about. It's human violence. And I tweeted just a few minutes ago in preparation for coming on your show. I got to looking at some numbers about violence of this nature and what those numbers look like over the last couple of years. And I think you just retweeted it. Thank you for that. But we went to got pulled up some statistics, and we can see that since lockdown, and I'm basically 2020 on forward, the numbers are extremely a lot greater than they have been. The worst month for all of it, when you break it down by month, and this is in the one of the graphics that I tweeted, was June of 2020. There were over 100 instances of gun violence, which involved three or more victims, you know, at during that month. What else was going on in June of 2020? We had riots. We had massive social unrest. We had all sorts of things going on that were right in the middle of the worst of the COVID lockdown. Now, is there another potential explanation? Is it a mere coincidence? You know, we could have those discussions, but the numbers do not lie. Gun violence incidences with three or more victims by year cumulative are by far higher in 21 than they were in 20. And before that, going back to 2017, it was sort of up and down from year to year. It wasn't this always going up. And so far, the trajectory for 2022, if the present trajectory holds, should come in somewhere near 2021.
Well, and my guess is that if you looked at this, even related to violent acts without guns, you know, the one thing that really sticks out to me was that video. I don't know if you watched this, and I actually recommended when I tweeted out that people didn't watch because it was so horrifying. This guy that goes into a Cricket wireless store, I think it was in Phoenix, and just starts pummeling this young girl who's working in the store. I mean, what I said at the time, yeah. Phil, is there's no level of common sense, quote unquote, legislation that can address that degree of depravity. And we're seeing more and more of it.
No, we live in a depraved society. Let's just say it. It's the breakdown in the moral fabric of society. I know the video that you're talking about, and I showed it to my son yesterday, my 11-year-old son. I said, son, sometimes you ask, you know, or you might wonder, why does daddy carry a gun when he goes out in public to places where it's legal and appropriate
to do so? That's a good
example.
Right.
This is why. This is why, because there's maniacs like this out there, and you never know. And this woman in this video that I showed my son and another third party who actually was legally carrying a firearm was able to stop it before it got out of hand. Too much out of him.
You know, this reminded me, of a story. Sue, I want to tell you this too, because I meant to do this. So the other night in my neighborhood, this will kind of tie in, Phil. We'll see if you agree. I live in this neighborhood that's just got one block in a cul-de-sac. So there's maybe 30 houses or something like that. So if you pull in the one way, you got to turn around and go out the other way. And we have kids and unfortunately some adults that just go speeding through as any other American neighborhood probably has people driving too fast. But the other night, this was Friday night, there was a young girl that came through, and I mean, she was hitting the pedal hard. So I noticed that I'm walking my dog at the time. My daughter's with me. And as I start walking down the block, I mean, a couple of people had yelled at her, slow down, right? You could hear the voices.
Yeah.
So she turns around, she's coming back, and she's flooring it again. I'm like, what are you doing? So I get out in the middle of the street and I wave my hand, and then I hear her as I approach her. So she slows down the car. I approach the window, and she is pissed off at the world. I don't know what – she didn't live in the neighborhood, I'm pretty sure. And I don't think she even dropped anyone off in the neighborhood. She was just – something had happened. I'm not sure if I'll ever probably never know. So she goes, oh, no, I'm not stopping. And she rolls her window up, and as I got on the side of her car, she gunned it again. Well, what she didn't know is that one of my other neighbors was kind of watching this happen. He pulled his car out into that and slowed her down. But I bring it up for this reason, because – that was a dumb thing for me to do, to go out in front of that car, especially with my daughter there. As much as I wanted to, you know, emphasize safety, people are crazy. I could have been run over.
You could have.
Right? So I think that the level of depravity and just the behavior out there, even though you want to maybe do the right thing, I'm not so sure, Phil, that it's always a good move, considering the level of violence
you're
out
right.
there.
You're right, and that's part of the message that I try to convey, you know, with my son. It's like, just because, you know, I'm armed when I'm out in public and we're together, it doesn't mean that I'm going to get involved in every little thing that I might see or hear. But, you know, you basically, I arm myself because the basic human right of self-defense is something that we all enjoy. It doesn't mean I'm going to go and inject myself into every little thing that comes up. But if there's an imminent threat to life or limb, and it's appropriate, then we'll have it there to do so.
Right.
This young man who in Chicago, speaking of him, and to follow up on your previous guest, who's great, by the way, apparently one of his this guy's, let's just call him acquaintance. I won't say he's a friend. He's on Twitter basically showing how, in proving that he does know this individual in person, he describes him as an isolated stoner who completely lost touch with reality, basically. And he goes on to say that he lost himself in augmented reality video gaming. He is not a MAGA type far right. He's not like a far left Antifa. He's just a stoner who lost touch with reality. He co-opted aesthetics, they say, from the left and the right. But I don't think he was any of those things. This person says he was just simply lost. Now, we have people like that who are living in and amongst us. We have them in our towns, our cities, and our neighborhoods. They fly under the radar. And many of them will go their whole life without committing any acts of violence whatsoever. But they are, in many instances, they are a mass casualty event waiting to happen. how we go about uncovering these people and getting help to those who need it, I don't know. I'm not qualified to answer that question, and we certainly won't solve that during this radio show this afternoon. But there will be more instances of these, but it's very important to remember this is about humanity. Human beings engage in this behavior. Triggers, for example, do not pull themselves. It takes a human being with an evil soul to pull that trigger. It takes an evil person with an evil soul to hit the gas and run over marchers in a Christmas parade.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
So we've seen all sorts of acts of senseless violence for many different reasons, of course. Some of it's political violence. This kind of thing is much, much more difficult to understand because the nature of the people that live amongst us, that we are just unaware that they're ticking time bombs.
Phil Holloway, before I let you go, there's a police shooting that is bubbling underneath the surface in Akron, Ohio. They've released the dash cam and the body cam footage of a 25-year-old man who was shot by police. I have not seen this video, but they are anticipating more protests. Are you dialed into this particular story yet,
yeah,
Phil?
Yeah. So, you know, basically the idea is this. If you shoot at the cops, okay, you're going to get shot in return. That's just kind of the way the world works, and that's what happened here. And it's being spun by many in the media is that, oh, well, they shot an unarmed black man.
Right,
well,
right.
As it turns out, his race happens to be whatever it happened to be, but they were responding to the fact that he shot at them first. And he may have dropped the gun, of course, in the darkness as he fled on foot, but they had no way of knowing that. In fact, if I'm chasing somebody who's just shot at me and they stop and turn and make a
shoot,
motion
I'm
like
they're shoot.
Getting
Absolutely.
Ready to shoot me, yeah, they're
yeah,
dead right there.
Absolutely.
And so it's being mischaracterized as, you know, oh, they just shot another unarmed man. Well, the fact that he happened to have been unarmed at that instant is not important in this discussion.
Yeah. Good information.
What is important is that he shot at the police first. They killed him.
Yeah. Funny how that is left out, some of those small details. Phil Holloway, always great to have you on. I appreciate you. Have a great week.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.